Rishami Shvi'as Daf Pei. The Gemara continues with discussion of a Sada Sheishto Akrayas, a loan that had an Akrayas to it, tied to a karka, a shibud on a karka, and the person went ahead and sold that field to somebody else. So what's the status of the person who bought that field, or what he's allowed to do with the field? Says the Gemara, top of Pei Amin Al, Meshabed Sada L'Chaveiro, person who went ahead had a Meshubed, a field, and Meshabed to a friend on a loan, Halach Makri, went ahead and sold it. Rav Acha Amar Mechul L'Shar, it is to be able to be sold temporarily, it's considered a sale. Yosi Omer Eina Mechul L'Shar, it's not sold even temporarily. What is the Nafkamina? Saktam Rav Fula to explain. When Reuven owes Shimon money and he was Meshabed his field to Shimon, then he went and sold the field to Levi. So until Shimon comes to collect the field because Reuven didn't pay him, so Levi is allowed to eat from the payros of the field. For Lo Amina, says the Marfuda, Oil of a Shasal of Sadal Aputake, since he made the field in Aputake and the Christ to someone else, maybe he doesn't really own it yet. Ain't a Mechurik, it's not considered a Mechira, Lekabi Lekan, and therefore he can't take the money. He says, no, he's allowed to take it. Mechur L'Shah calls him on that Shimon did not yet come to take the field back. And Mela, he's allowed to go ahead, Levi's allowed to go ahead and eat the field, eat the payers from the field, and sell the payers from the field. It's like he owns it. We don't look at it, it's not considered like Ribbis. It's a Mechir L'Shah, does work. A Mechira, for a temporary Mechira, does work. Comes Rav Yossi and says, "Ein mechir l'shah." It's not mechir l'shah, which means that he cannot go ahead. It's considered belongs to Shimon. Calls man that the loan wasn't paid off. That Shimon has a krayus to that property, a potekei to that field. Therefore, Levi would not be allowed to go ahead and eat the fruit from it because it would be considered as if it's not his, and therefore he has no rights to it. That's the machlokes halach between Rav Acha and Rav Yossi. Says the Gemara. Where do we understand Rav Yossi's halacha? L'chara, Rav Yossi, makes sense. Kol Zaman, he didn't come to collect it yet. It's not his. Why would it be the Eidim Chur L'Shah? So the Gemara says, Chad Rav Yossi Ben Hador. Yossi gets his based upon our halacha the following. Shar Matzu Lav Richo. An ox, since Gemara says it runs away. In other words, when a person goes ahead, it's very hard to collect from the creditors an ox. It's very hard to collect. Because you can always hide it. You can always, ox can be hidden in a barn someplace. You can hide it someplace else, move it around. Therefore, very hard for Shimon to come to collect the ox, if that's considered the apoitik. If that's the collateral, very hard for him to collect it. But a field is not uncommon. A field is where it is. Wherever the field is, wherever the house is, that is something that is there. It won't be able to, you can't hide it. It won't be able to hide the field. Mainly the guy, Shimon, can come along and collect it whenever he wants to. And therefore, it's not really considered a sale because Be'etzem, he always has his eye on that he's going to come collected from it, and therefore he will never be able to hide it, and therefore it's considered it's collectible. That's the way Gemara says Rav Yossi understands the halacha. Let's try to understand. A person sold a field to a person who's a very balzor, a very strong arm, a very powerful person. So Mela, therefore, you would say that if halacha should be, that even in a field, it would be able to go ahead and collect it. It wouldn't be able to collect it. So in other words, why don't we say that if the purchaser of a field is a powerful person, then maybe it should be considered a good sale. In other words, that therefore he won't be able to collect it. When Reuven was Meshabed the field to Shimon, but he sold it to Levi, who's a powerful person, about Zeroa. You can't go and beat him. Says the Maful, the Gereva Alim, a strong person. I'll never be able to go take it from him. He's a very strong person. It should be no different than an ox, a shor you can hide, and therefore he won't be able to collect from it, and therefore we consider as if it's Achray, he's allowed to get, it's considered a good sale. However, a field you can't hide, what do you mean? What if the sale to Levi for the field is someone who can't never win in court? He's a Baal Zeroa. He's a person who is he's afraid to start up with him. And therefore, Shimon will never go after him because he knows he can never beat him. He can never take the field away from him. So it should be considered a good sale. Why does Yossi say, Eina Mechur L'Shah, a field? It should be, in that case, it would be considered Mechur L'Shah. So Rav Yudin over the Rav Nastayim, Matsuyin Ein Baal Zeroa Lipo. No, not so concerned. Rav Yudin says, the name Rav Matanya, even Baal Zeroa, they fall. In other words, that a person who's Shimon, the Baal Kov, will Shimon, who's older, who has a, will wait till opportunity time to go and grab it, to go and grab it. Even a strong person, he'll be a go away, he'll be traveling away, he'll be ill, he'll be sitting shiva, something where he won't be able to stop it, he'll be able to go collect it, because the field is still there. The Mashenke in the Shor is not the comparison, it's very different. You can't go collect him, you'll never get, because you'll always hide it, you'll never be able to find it. And therefore, that's a big difference. Says the Premosha, Olam Eina Balchom Messiah, never really gives up. He'll go collect it. You know, the guys that get in trouble from something else, he'll lose his money. There's something will happen to this, the strong guy, the Levi, the strong guy. And so the guy never gives up on it. He'll always have his eye on it. He'll tell him to come to collect it. And therefore, in that case, even it's still considered over the soak. It's looking at something he'll be able to get. And therefore, it's an animal. Like I said, an animal is, it could be hidden, and therefore it, that would not be Mechur L'shah. Says the Gemara, Tony, Ayesha Kashan Yoisi, Akosif Sala Putake. Person went ahead and wrote a star, designated his field as an apoiteke, as a mashkin, as a secured guarantee for payment for a debt, an apoiteke. So the Gemara says, he wrote it to his wife as a ksuva, or credit to Melchor. He went and sold it. It was a mechur, it's a good sale. The buyer has to go ahead and figure out on his own, figure out for himself how he's going to protect his sale. It's a good sale. The sale is a binding sale, and he has to go figure out how to go collect it. According to Rav Yossi, that the sale is not a good sale because ain't a mechur l'shah. So what does it mean he have to go? It's a good mechir and lekech l'atzmon lecher. It's connected to what Rav Yossi says. Yossi says that it's not a good sale at all. It's not an effective sale at all. He was able to go figure out himself how he's going to go and protect his investment, protect his purchase. So Kashi is, it's connected, the price is connected of Yossi. So Gemara said, no. The price is a case where husband says to his wife, I'm giving you this field, this one, only from this field you can come collect. In that case, Gemara says, since he didn't limit anything else, only this field, then a sale, Gemara says, in such a case, then he has a right to go take some of the other field because he wouldn't give him it. She has no rights to this field. Ma Pelikin, what does Rav Yossi disagree? In what case are they arguing about? Only said only from this field itself. Dafka this. In that case, if Yossi holds, the sale would not be effective. Then you can't do it because Lamaisa, she will collect from this field because he put an arrow, he put a mark on this field saying, this is something I'm going to give you. You can always collect from this. In such a case, that's when Yossi says here, it's considered a field that you won't be able to, that's when it's unprotected. Says by my folder. And they put them in the Mefurish, look at the Dafka the case over there. In that case, Mefurish, Yossi say in Mechura Klal. In other words, when it's Stam, he writes in a Ksuva or Balchov Stam in a field, no. Then it's, Yossi would agree that it's, but that you can go to sales of sale and he has to go figure out how to collect. However, when he said me, this field directly, apotke mizu, that's when we say, excluding anything else, that's where Yossi says, in this case, in a mechira l'shah, that's not considered a valid mechira, and she has a right to go take it, the balkov can come collect it, it's not really a good sale, and he has no, the lokeach, Levi, has no rights to this field, to be able to claim, until the chov is paid off, he really has no rights to this field. That is the halacha of where they're arguing about, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yossi, argue in such a case. Zaktakat Mishnah discusses a case where Rav Amar, Pagama lo zakfa. What happened, Mar says, where you say, where the Ksuva went ahead, she has a chrayas on the Ksuva, but what happened was the wife took part of her payment, she took partial payment to the Ksuva. So now what happens to the balance of it? Is there considered, does she have a right to the field, to the chrayas or not? Is there, we say that she has a right to collect the balance of it, zok favish lo pikma? Or do we say, no, that since the Ksuva is alone, even if she did not accept anything, she still has a rights to it. What is the halacha? Zok the marifolda. When we say this halacha, pagma shlo zokva, we're talking about Ksuvas Isha, where she went ahead, she took miksas, she collected part of it, or he took part of it as a loan. And now the question is, does the balance become bachov and it's meshametis or not? So that's the shaila. So that is the question. So Gemara says, do we say that it's a nafkamina where you can or not? So the Gemara says, Rav says, Pabman lo zakfa, if you went and you took that, it doesn't go, it look, probably doesn't have changed it. Do we say that it's established a loan, even if she didn't accept the payment, it's still considered as if she has a right to collect from the balance of it. She can agree to, I'll take part of my payment in the loan, and part of it you'll pay carrying the ksuva. The question is, does it balance out the achrayus on the field that he has, the sudder? Does it change the fact of what he said originally, the fact that she got paid part of it or took part of his loan? Does it undo that or not? So Gemara says, Rav says, yes, Rav Chanan Rav Chiya, Achiyip comes with this kov, that does not become part of it until she accepts it and she does the bound, until she does the whole thing itself. In other words, in order for the ksuva to be established as a loan, you have to have two aspects to it. You have to take part payment, and then Teoskit should be considered a loan. Then it's no longer is it considered a chov on the property. Then it's considered that Shvius goes ahead and Shvius will be mevatel it. Rav says it doesn't make it. No, either way, you have two. Either part of it. Part of it is that she collects his payment. Part of it is a loan. That loan is not up, but that loan is not, it's not mevatel. Rav Chiya says no, that unless you have both aspects done, both factors, Achayivka Matisko, both has to be, that the both has to be she accepted as a loan and she accepted part of the payment, that Zakfa, otherwise it's not going to be Zakfa. So we have Machlokas between Rav and Chiya as to when do we consider that it would be considered, like Suvas Isha would be considered Mavatel Meshamet, if you partially, if it wasn't paid, it would definitely not be Meshamet. But if it would be partly paid and only partly a loan, would we consider that as Chov? Rav says no, yes, and Rav Chiya says no, it has to be both aspects have to be able to be do. So the Gemara, now the halacha is, when the Gemara says, when the shopkeeper goes ahead, when we say the case of the Mishnah says that it goes ahead and you go ahead in the curtain of a chov, that part of it is paid, and part of it, chov he paid back, he owed part of it as a bal chov in the store, he owed the thing that's not considered mishamet, but if he went and bought something else, it would be virtu, the first one would be mishamet, I don't understand, what's the pshat in that halacha? What does the Mishnah mean? What's what you're saying it should be considered mevatel? If just because you bought something else, you give a credit a second time, so the first one becomes a lo-ahva and gets knocked out, why? Both of them are considered a chol. What's the difference if the first purchase is not mevatel, is not mishamet, the second one should also not be mishamet, is not considered a loan? What does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Elazar, Rav Yehuda, that the halacha is a contra of Yehuda, who said the halacha would be that it changes, the status changes, that it would be considered changes. And she go ahead and collect to someone who collects a chov and consider in Rosh Hashanah, she could be able to go collect in Rosh Hashanah. In fact, you didn't make a payment before the Rosh Hashanah changed the fact. Why should that change the fact? But again, also, we don't understand the halacha either here. What's the halacha of Yehuda? So much of Yehuda B'Shem Azira to explain, Mekivan Shuroi L'Amino, since the buyer trusted, since the buyer goes ahead, and the seller trusts him, he's going to go ahead and buy it, he's going to pay him, Merlutovo, he can go ahead and consider the demand from him. Since Lamaisa is considered a Shvius, it's considered a thing to collect payment, the Mela, the Halacha is in Shamet, Mevatel Shmiya, Mevatel the payment. Mevatel the payment, then Merlutovo, it's ready to collect from it. Ready to collect, but then that's why it's considered Meshamet. Since Lamaisa, in such a case where we trust him, and therefore consider the value as a loan, he can trust him to make it, to convert it into a loan, then Halacha, that should be the Shmita, like any other Meshamet, like any other loan, being Meshamet. So I think, even Shroi Lutovo, since it's Roy from the collected, can be Shroi Litin Lamos. So once it's Roy to collect from the payment as a buyer, it's as if it's Roy to go ahead and turn into a payment to consider, I trusted you to give you a second time a credit, so then let's, I trust you, Melo, that the first one becomes a loan. In other words, even if I don't trust you, I would never lend you money. I don't trust you, but if you bought something from me, you're going to pay me, that I trust you. But if I give it a second time, then it's like I'm trusting you the first time to be considered a loan, and if I'm getting a con, and so to over here, however, Roy Litin Lamos Lanotan, since he's ready to give money, and he didn't give it to him, Nasi Rishon Lamalva, then the first one becomes a loan, the same thing, since I didn't go ahead, I didn't give you the first time, the same halacha applies to Rav Yehuda, the same svara applies, since Lamais, I went ahead, and I trust you to give you the purchase, I gave it to you as a chov, but now the second one, I'm going to go and buy you as a second one, I'm giving you a second time, it shows I trust you, if I trust you, then therefore the first one could be considered like a loan, and a loan, therefore it should be Meshamet, if that's what the Yehuda means in the Mishnah, the first one becomes a loan and is Meshamet, while the second one is a chov. Now, so Rishonim over, but the second one does not. The same idea applies in both cases that we convert it as long as it goes ahead and we consider it as if it's a valid loan. We consider it as if it's considered Meshamet, and we trust you to go ahead and make it into a Lavar that would be considered Meshamet, and the would be Shemitah would undo the first loan, not Mashenkin, the second transaction, it would not.